Yeah, it's 8:09 and 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's time for Pet Link on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And Donna Zapiro is here with us. And first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
And what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I have our pet of the week. Our pet of the week this week is a medium-sized dog. His name is Cairo. His picture is posted on our website and the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think his picture does him justice. He's a very cute dog. He's a dark-colored brindle. He's medium-sized. He looks maybe like a cross between a terrier and a dachshund. He's somewhat short. He's very sweet. He likes to play. He's trained somewhat. He's very good with kids. He's really looking for a home that would have people to play with him and to love him. And you should stop by the shelter and see him. I think if you looked at him, you would fall in love with him. He'd be very good for someone in an apartment because he's not too big. So stop by the shelter or go on alvan.org and fill out an application for him.
Okay. And how is the cat population right now? Is that still the same? Is it up or down? Or what? I know the last time it was, you guys are pretty full.
We're very full with cats, and we have a waiting list. So if someone's looking for a cat, they should stop by. We have several cats and kittens.
That's great. And you have a very interesting and exciting event coming up tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow from 3 to 5, we'll be at the South Haven Brew Pub, and the winner of our contest will be announced. Some lucky adopted animal will have a beer named after them. So we'd like everyone to stop down there. We'll have lots of pictures and stories about our history at the shelter, and we'll be celebrating that 50th anniversary.
Now, from what I was reading yesterday, you invite people to come down and maybe share stories and pictures.
Yes.
of pets that they've had in the past or have now?
Yes. And we had a contest.
Okay.
And they're going to announce the winner of the contest, and it will be an adopted animal, a cat or a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that animal had a beer named after them. So we'll find out what the name of the beer is.
Isn't that something? Wow. Hopefully it's not someone named Spot.
Or Joe. It's got to be an exciting name, hopefully.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like and you have another event coming up in October, right?
On October 6th, we have Empty the Shelters, where all the adoption fees for the dogs and cats are paid by Bissell Corporation. And we almost always come close to emptying the shelter.
Really?
On that day. We also take animals up to Grand Rapids to Bissell Corporation parking lot. So if you would like to adopt a dog or cat and have the adoption fees paid, this would be the day to do it. But I would encourage you to be pre-approved. Fill out an application and get approved before that day, because a lot of people will show up and it's first come, first served.
Okay, and they need to stop at your place. Okay, give us the address again for people who haven't been there before.
It's on Blue Star Highway, and it's right across from the hospital is the best way
to okay.
Tell.
Well, that's pretty easy. And the website?
Alvan.org.
Alvan.org. And what days are you open?
We're open every day except for Sunday and Wednesday.
Sunday and Wednesday. Okay. And the hours usually?
The hours vary from day to day, but usually it's 11 to 5:30.
11 to 5:30. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully people will take advantage of these things, and I'm really interested. I'm going to find out. Maybe I'll stop by the brew pub tomorrow to see what the beer name is.
That's I know. I can't wait. We don't know either.
Okay. Thank you very much, Donna, for stopping in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. 13 minutes after 8 o'clock.